Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump draws a line in the sand on a peace plan for Russia and Ukraine. CBS's Michael Wallace.
In an interview with Time magazine, Trump says Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he will have to give up Crimea and that it's been with Russia for a long time. Russia seized Crimea in 2014, 8 years before it invaded Ukraine.
Former New York Congressman George Santos tells CBS News he's resigned to the fact the judge in his fraud trial could impose a stiff sentence next hour. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The government is asking for over 7 years. But Santos says that he wants to get nothing more than the 2-year minimum in the case.
The Vatican says about 150,000 people have now filed past Pope Francis' coffin ahead of tomorrow's funeral. This woman from the U.S. was among them.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Board voted 17-1 yesterday to oppose ICE operations at the courthouse following recent arrests. Supervisors said there's a need to protect due process and prevent intimidation. The resolution mandates cross-agency coordination to ensure courthouse access and to move ahead efforts regarding public education on immigration rights. County Executive David Crawley will review the measure for approval. Waukesha police report that overall crime was down last year, but they did issue almost a record number of traffic citations. That number was up nearly double from last year. Assaults, robberies, and thefts all declined. Homicides totaled 2 after none in the previous year. The department credits increased traffic enforcement efforts targeting speed and aggressive driving as part of its safety strategy. The cost of higher education is going up. Melissa Kay has more.
Students in the University of Wisconsin system will need to pay more for housing, food, and extra fees next year. Last week, the UW Board of Regents approved price increases for room and board in addition to other fees beginning next semester. Prices will increase by nearly 3% on average, with most students being on the hook for about $300 more. There's also the possibility of tuition increases amid an unsteady federal funding situation.
The 17th annual Milwaukee Film Festival is underway. It runs through May 8th with over 200 films screening daily at the Oriental and Downer Theaters. This year, attendees can meet more than 80 special guests during Q&A sessions following some screenings. Festival organizers encourage early purchase as some films sell out quickly. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers pick a receiver.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, is truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Him, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay. Some news of the day and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It has been a couple of days with a new lineup, but just in case you're turning on your radio and going, what is this?
Who is this?
Who are these people? There was a switch to the Civic Media lineup on Wednesday. And so things a little bit different. Pat Kreitlow now is a three-hour show. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. That's from 6 to 9 weekdays here on the network. Then we take over, Greg and Kelvin and I, from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman comes your way from 11 to 2, and then our friend and colleague Todd Alba from 2 to 4, the wonderful Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabba stays in his slot at 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight. Of course, Earl Ingram is still with Civic Media doing some special reporting. He's going to have podcasts. He's going to be showing up on a lot of other shows and doing some deeper dives on some really important issues. And of course, Mino and the Mayor are staying where they are in Green Bay on WGBW, and John and Gordy in Madison, too, on WMDX.
And Chad Holmes will be in the same capacity as Earl as well. Right. So you'll be able to hear.
Chad Holmes is one of the, he loves it. He loves local sports.
But you know what's better than the local sports of Chad Holmes?
What is that?
Uncle Spicy Chad Holmes. Oh, when he gets spicy, it's like when Calvin gets spicy. It happens.
It's a rarity. It's a rarity.
But it's like a total, almost a 180 switch, because it just, ask him about Doug Denny up in Wausau and moving drop boxes and, Ooh, baby. Oh, mother glory. He will get set off.
But yes, Chad Holmes, too, staying with the Civic Media Network. So everything is good.
Yep.
Everything is good.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, Dan Schaefer will be here in hour number two, as he always is on Fridays. He is the founder of the award-winning Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor. In hour number two, as we do at 10:30, it's what we call audio sorbet. A little opportunity.
You do.
To take a breath, have some laughs, lighten it up just a little bit.
Yeah. Does anybody make robes out there? Do you want to make us some audio sorbet
robes? Some smoking
robes?
Jackets or something?
Ooh, I like that even better.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh.
We can all wear cravats.
I'll have a pipe.
I like that idea. We'll work towards
it. Thank you.
Sponsors.
Yes.
Smoking jacket sponsors. In case anyone is listening, Jane says at civicmedia.us, please reach out. Yes, at 10:30, I found this article yesterday. There's a way to determine what is the perfect grilled cheese for you.
Ah, yes.
And it might not be what you're thinking of, but the perfect grilled cheese in your future will tell you which one is right for you.
Yeah.
coming up after the 10:30 news, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the When Love Comes Knocking edition, and there's a video element as well. So stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though, just talking about prices. This is from CNBC. Amazon sellers raise prices after Trump's China tariff. This is unsustainable. My husband and I are not big consumers anymore. We're at a certain age where we just don't buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, you know, different from a young family, or if you just bought a house, or you're, you know, you're putting things together, and we're at the age where we're trying to get rid of junk.
Oh, God. Purging just feels...
Purging. But for folks who are really trying to keep going with your life, things are getting more expensive.
Yeah.
As expected. Price hikes are affecting a range of categories, including clothing, jewelry, household items, office supplies, electronics, and toys. The trade war with China threatening to upend sellers on Amazon's third-party marketplace, and that accounts for 60% of Amazon's online sales.
Jeez.
A lot of those merchants are based in China, or they rely on the world's second-largest economy to source and put together their stuff. CEO Andy Jassy telling CNBC the company is going to try and do everything they can to keep prices low for shoppers, including negotiating terms with some suppliers, but acknowledged some third-party sellers will have to pass on that cost of tariffs to us.
Yeah, of course they will. And that's what we've known since the moment he said tariffs are going to fix everything. That means our prices were going to go up anyways, because that's life. But you throw tariffs in there. Yeah, that's and is there anybody else out there who thinks that tariffs something that China pays?
No. Oh, I bet there still are.
Yeah. Who argue vehemently and confidently that we just don't understand, because the prices are going up. I don't want to buy anything lately, because I think to myself, well, how much was this 2 months ago? Do you know how happy I am that I bought my car in December?
Oh, I bet. Because I've seen estimates even this morning that the price of a new car could jump between $5,000 and $10,000.
Yeah.
These are self-inflicted wounds.
Yes, they are.
Desert Cactus, based in Illinois, has been looking to move production of some of its college-themed merch out of China and into Mexico, India, and Vietnam. About half of their stuff comes from China. The rest made in the U.S., but they sell this customizable license plate frame that's made in China. He said at the start of Trump's first term in 2016, his company paid import and shipping fees of about 4% on those plates. This has since jumped to 170%. From 4%... to 107. I don't math often.
4% to
100. That seems like a big increase.
That's a huge jump. That's not a jump. That's a gigantic leap.
This company owner says the tariffs can't stay this high. There are so many people that just aren't going to make it. He says his company, Desert Cactus, will end up raising prices on some products, but he's concerned people might just be put off by sticker shock and say, yeah, I'm just not going to buy it.
Yeah, or I'll go somewhere. There's a whole bevy of things. We can't do this. This isn't good business. This isn't the art of the deal. This is hurting the Americans you want to, quote unquote, save and protect.
Dave Dama, who is the co-founder of a beauty business called Pure Daily Care, said the cost to make one of his skincare products in China jumped to $25 from $10.
Jeez.
Most Amazon sellers will have no choice but to raise their prices. He said if you were selling something for 40 and making $7 or $8 profit at the end of the day, with these tariffs, those days are gone. This is not sustainable. I'm curious if you have noticed when you've been out and about, because the commander-in-chief said just yesterday,
prices are down.
Everything is down.
Oil is down. Gas is down. Food is down. All the things are down. The prices are down. And that's just not true. Now, I will fully admit, I will fully say, I've been checking the egg prices, because remember last year it was all, God, they couldn't shut up about egg prices, and now they don't care.
Right.
And they didn't care when they were nearly $7 at the Piggly Wiggly here in Wisconsin. the price has gone down.
It has.
On that, fine. But that like has more to do with the bird flu and how that was handled, less to do with the magical deals of Trump. So just to say their prices are, that's not true at all. It isn't. Prices are going up.
What has been your experience? I'm curious. Do you do much shopping on Amazon? And if it's something that you buy regularly, are you seeing price increases? 855-752-4842. In a new interview out with Time Magazine, President Trump said he has made 200 deals on tariffs.
There are 193 countries in the world.
Well, you're not counting the penguin countries.
You're right. He made a deal with the penguins. Penguins are tariffed to the tune of 150%. I have another question, too, on top of what Jane was asking. Is there anything you've had to give up because you just can't afford it? Because it's, whether it's a luxury or it's like, oh, instead of getting the good peanut butter, we're going to get the generic brand. You know, what are the choices you had to make in the past, past few years, but in the recent times of the past few months? Tell us. Let us know. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
CNN anchor John Berman says, to date, zero deals have been announced. The president says, I've made 200 deals in this article in Time magazine. He's asked, you made 200 deals? The president says, 100%. Can you share with whom? The president says, because the deal is a deal that I choose, view it differently. We are department store and we set the price.
Remember this time last year, Jane, when we were worried about a Joseph Robinette Biden, about the things he said in interviews and how he was behaving? I do not understand how we cannot be in the same place about this man. That is a nonsensical mishmash answer.
Well, and I went to that Time article, which I will include a link in the show notes. I was expecting, because most times when they do this with a president, it's the reporter's question and then the answer.
Yes, yes.
And the reporter's question and the answer. Yeah. That is not the way this Time article is structured. They pull out some of his quotes.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that were we to see a transcript of this, there'd be a whole bunch of nonsensical stuff in there.
Well, and that's the funny thing. You asked me to look for quotes on what he was talking about with regard to prices. And two articles I looked at didn't quote sentences or two sentences or a paragraph. They quoted one or two words.
And put that in the article.
Yeah. Prices are, quote, going down, end quote. Like, that's not how you quote people anymore. Like, when the president speaks, they usually speak in eloquent sentences in which you put in your paper so people can get context. This is just like, what did Grandpa say? He said it's fine.
It's all good. Yeah. Nothing to worry about. The other thing I saw this morning, again, Donald Trump likes to talk about how rich we're getting on all of these tariffs. Regardless of what the tariffs bring in, the fact that he has gutted the IRS, this is going to be not even just a wash.
Yeah.
We're going to end up underwater from this.
Yeah.
I mean, again, under President Biden, there was 1 year where we pulled in, what, $1.7 billion?
Yeah, it was like...
From tax cheaters.
Yes, and that was the thing, too, is I saw people running memes that say, remember, Joe Biden was the one who hired 70, 80,000 agents to go after hardworking Americans like the way... No, they were going after legitimate multi-million billionaire tax cheats who just decided, yeah, I'm not going to do that because they've been getting away with it.
And for we got so
$1.2 billion. That is just pure profit for this country. But that's gone. That's gone now.
But yeah, tariffs are going to all make up for it. No, they're not.
And when they pass their monumental tax cut for the wealthy, not you.
Right.
Good luck sorting out your new tax forms or your experience with the IRS, because it's going to take longer to get through them because they're gutting the IRS, which means longer wait times on the phone. And you probably won't be able to go inside either. It'll probably shut down some... If it's anything like Social Security, they're going to shut down buildings, too.
Well, and you can kiss those direct file
days,
too, because they're getting rid of that program as well. Because tax preparers...
Pay to play, baby.
Tax preparers want you to go to them.
Yep.
Stay with us. We're going to talk about Trump tariffs and Wisconsin's farmers. That's on the way. Stick close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Listen for This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we're acting locally, thinking globally with Nikki Shuro, Executive Director of the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Nikki discusses the many opportunities we can participate in and celebrate Waukesha's rich history. It's going to be a great show.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK. Log on to waukradio.com and search for This Week in Waukesha.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brewers in action tonight against the Cardinals. Our broadcast starts at 6:40. You can listen to the game on actual terrestrial radio, on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM Park Falls, and our latest Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, WBZH in Hayward. The crew and the Cardinals, hopefully a better outcome than they had last night. The starts at 6:40. Wanted to talk a little bit about Wisconsin farmers and tariffs, and we have done this quite a bit just over the last couple of months. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner from Bill Berry, local food growers in Wisconsin, hit hard by Trump tariffs. Red Door Family Farm in Marathon County expect that they will survive latest Trump administration moves, but the failure to honor contracts that supported schools, pantries, and helped out local, boost local foods and grocery stores, they're not so sure about some of their fellow local food growers. Trump administration eliminated the local food purchase assistance program and the accompanying local food for schools program, and in the process just backed out of money that had already been committed for this year, leaving almost 300 farmers across Wisconsin holding the bag.
That's something that I've got to remind myself to ask Jim Santel when he's here next week on Thursday at 9:30 here on Man Air and Air. Is, you know, when you assign contract and you pull out like that, do the farmers have any sort of recourse? are. I mean, unless of course Trump is just going to go right over to you know, his accountant's office, say, hey, cut a check for $12 billion, pay him off, shut him up.
Yep.
Do it like we did in Trump one. We do it like we did there. But also, you know, we've talked about this food assistance program a couple times before this, and this is just like, this is cruelty. This is just baseline cruelty. There is no version of this being cut where you can say, well, what we're really doing is, no, there's no fraud here. There's no waste of, this is all a good program that's been happening for a while that you're cutting for what seems like
pennies in the grand scheme of things.
And you are hurting probably some of the people who voted for you.
Stacey Botsford, again, who's one of these farmers in Stevens Point, says it's the arbitrary and capricious cutoff of monies already committed, monies that many farmers were promised and have already invested.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They've already spent the money on some of these infrastructure projects. They've already spent the money on perhaps a new drainage system or maybe even a new solar array, something like that. They've already shelled out the money, and the government's saying, yeah, well, you know that contract that you had? Yeah, no.
And some of these contracts have been paid out to a certain degree because they're paid out over time. They've just canceled them, too. So it's like that last bit of money. Just paid and be done. I'm hoping a judge will step in and say, no, you have to honor your contracts. You signed them. You've entered into a legally binding agreement.
Well, and I would imagine, and I'm guessing, but we can ask Hantel about this next week, that that's where it's going to have to go. It's going to have to go through the courts. But that can be a very long process.
Yeah.
And for people who are, profit margins are skinny.
Oh, yeah.
How long can you wait? Yeah. How long can you wait for the government to fulfill the contract you had already signed? What Stacey Botsford says in this article, the part that really bothers me, if next year they said, we don't value that program, well, that's fine, but you can't break the contract everyone signed. Now I can't trust government contracts anymore. I cannot imagine the widespread mistrust of government from this.
Well, this has been the way for a while now, that this inability to rely upon them and backing out of deals, and it's been said by other world leaders that we were becoming a country that can no longer be trusted. And also, I mean, let's realize something in this moment, is that these farmers are used to getting shafted by this government, regardless of the president or the Congress.
Or the party.
They're constantly being told, later, tomorrow, maybe, who knows.
But we probably love you. Not. But we love you.
You are the best, just like small business owners, you are the backbone of our country. But it's not an election year, so I don't have to really do anything. We'll see.
Well, and I would think the lack of movement on the farm bill.
Oh, yeah.
Would be a huge indicator for farmers everywhere that, yeah, they really just don't seem to care.
What are we? We're a year and a half late on that. Yeah, a year and a half
late. Oh, at least.
Yeah, yes, a year and a half late on the farm bill.
At least.
And, you know, we asked Darren Von Ruden, we've talked to Hans Breitner, any farmer we've talked about the farm bill, and they kind of shrug their shoulders and say, we're just working with them and trying to get things done. I put out the question to Derek Van Orten, District 3, congressman, who sits on the Ag Committee. Where are you on this? Why is it not done? And what's the holdup, buddy?
We're going to talk to Will Westmoreland.
Yeah.
He's going to be back on the show. He joins us a couple of months ago. He has a YouTube channel called The Back 40. He's a farmer in southwestern Missouri, a Democrat, a lonely Democrat, surrounded by Republicans.
A blue dot in a mile and miles and miles of red.
And Will Westmoreland's going to join us next Wednesday, I believe, to talk about what he is hearing from his fellow farmers in southwestern Missouri. Right now, though, we have news coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stuart J. Waddles in our news department just shared this with us as we're coming back on the air. So we have breaking news for you at this hour.
Yes, according to the Twitter account of FBI Director Kash Patel, this is being read to you, quoted, "Just now, the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction. After evidence, Judge Dugan obstructed an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, allowing the subject, an illegal alien, to evade arrest. Thankfully, our agents chased down the perp on foot, and he's been in custody since. But the judge's obstruction created increased dangers to the public." That is the end of the quote from Kash Patel, the FBI director Kash Patel's Twitter account, which was just released. And thank you to Stuart J. Waddles for the information. But that is breaking news out of Milwaukee right now.
I would imagine CBS will have an update at the top of the hour in the 10 o'clock news. But again, a Milwaukee County judge has been arrested by the FBI. To give you a little background check, this is from WISN from just a couple of days ago. Milwaukee County judge under investigation over claims she shielded a defendant from ICE agents. Judge Hannah Dugan has been on the Milwaukee County bench for 9 years. According to law enforcement, ICE agents were waiting outside of her courtroom last week for a man making a court appearance. Dugan allegedly shielded him to avoid his ICE detention. In an email to other judges, Chief Judge Carl Ashley confirmed the presence of ICE agents last Friday, explaining they had a warrant. They were asked to wait outside the courtroom. Ashley said he had no information as to what occurred in the courtroom. Outside of that courtroom Wednesday afternoon, Judge Dugan said she had no comment on the incidents or the ongoing investigation.
Once again, Judge Hannah Dugan arrested in Milwaukee.
Breaking news.
We are arresting judges now.
We will keep you updated as more information becomes available. But again, I'm anticipating that CBS News will have an update for you coming up at 10 o'clock. Wanted to spend a little time talking about Social Security, which a lot of folks are concerned about. I'm at that age where I am just about getting ready to apply to get my Social Security. This from the Wisconsin Examiner, Ruth Conniff, with the byline, "Martin O'Malley comes to Wisconsin to sound the alarm about Social Security. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are trying to break Social Security so they can rob it."
Wow.
Martin O'Malley, a former Maryland governor and Social Security commissioner under President Biden, did a bunch of hits across Wisconsin yesterday. He was in Racine last night, joined at a town hall by the group Opportunity Wisconsin. Representative Brian Stile, it's his district.
Was he there?
He was invited.
No show.
O'Malley says, "Having served in the agency so recently as its last confirmed commissioner, I feel a responsibility to speak up. The only thing that's going to stop the driving of Social Security into system collapse is the American people rising up."
I mean, that's Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I think those are the three biggest. Those are the ones that the GOP says, "Don't worry,
we're not going to touch it.
We're not going to touch it." You know, Derek Van Orden said, "SNAP benefits, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to touch your benefits. We're not going to do. You're going to be fine." But they're moving towards legislation, a budget with such cuts that there's no feasible way that they can't go after these programs. And, well, God help your souls when you do, because you think town halls are bad now?
Seriously.
The moment the pen goes down and signs those bills into law, I don't know. It's not a great move. I mean, Derek Van Orden, like 3 weeks ago, we played a video or played a clip of him yelling at a qualified doctor talking about SNAP benefits, saying that it wouldn't go down a nickel. Quote, "Not a nickel. 2 days later, he votes for the budget resolution that would force them to make cuts to benefits. And if they go after Social Security, and Jane, you say you're at the age where you're starting to apply. I'm at the age where I'm starting to take notice of my account see how much I'm paying in.
Yep.
But I think there is, I don't think there's a Gen Xer my age or younger who thinks, eh, there's probably a chance I'll get less or nothing.
Calvin is our resident young person here. Calvin, do you have any expectations that you will ever take your Social Security? You're what, 27 years old?
Yeah. Oh, I'll be 27 in October. I don't want to rush it too fast.
Sorry, I'm aging you so rapidly.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to think about it. It's something I've been hearing since I was 10 from the Republican side is Social Security is going to go broke. You're never going to get it. And now the reason I'm not going to get it is because the Republican Party has decided to dismantle it. I don't know. It's unfortunate.
And it's got to be really disheartening. It's got to be really disheartening for young people because you're still having the money taken out of your paycheck for it. You're still paying in. If you're working, you are still paying in to Social Security.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important to restate, Greg, the math just doesn't math.
No.
When they talk about billions and billions of cuts, that money's got to come from someplace.
Yeah.
And as we've been finding out since Elon's been in charge, essentially, all of his projections pretty much have been wrong.
Yeah.
As far as the savings that they were going to find.
And he's convinced the president that it should be $2 trillion. That's
In cuts?
Well, yeah, but I think he's gone back now and says he can only find $1 trillion. I mean, who's heard him since the election? Like, he has been quiet as a dormouse.
In the Wisconsin election you're
yes,
talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. Since the Wisconsin election where Susan Crawford won by a handily, he has been silent. And so this is where I would ask Jim Santel again this question where I am 40. I'm going to be 48 this year. I've been paying into Social Security for over 30 years.
Yep.
That is money that I entrusted, that I was not legally bound. You can opt out, but like I paid into Social Security with the notion that that money would be get back to me at a later date down the road.
To help me out,
take care, make sure, as FDR thought, we wouldn't be in poverty. If that money is lessened and or gone, do I have an action? Do I have the ability to, like, where is my money? I gave you my money in good faith, and you spent it.
But as we're already seeing, the Trump administration is not honoring contracts that have already been signed. Don't seem to have any problem breaking deals.
No, not at all.
Breaking agreements.
It's your problem if you have to deal with that.
Martin O'Malley used to be the commissioner of the Social Security Administration under the Biden administration, and he was doing a bunch of stops in Wisconsin yesterday. He said that Social Security was one of the most highly skilled executive services I've ever worked with. The agency turned things around when he took over in 2023. A decade of staff cuts had reduced their workforce to a 50-year low, just as baby boomers were coming in and spiking because they were all retiring. He said, as the agency needed to turn things around when I came in, to their credit, they did. Well, now it's a completely different story. Mass firings, a hostile work environment, and a huge waste of taxpayer money as employees were paid to leave. According to Martin O'Malley, instead of rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse, DOGE cut the IT department in half, undoing work that had been done before to bring them up to speed, to have better response time, to be able to talk to people. Now, have you tried to call your Social Security lately?
No.
I would love to hear how that's going.
I've never had. The last time I had any contact with them was years ago when I needed a replacement card. I went into the office and I was expecting to be there for a day. It was an easy experience, probably because it was nicely staffed. But yeah, no, I'm lucky.
Members of Congress in both political parties have told O'Malley they think Trump and Musk have set their sights on the $2.6 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund in order to make tax cuts for the super wealthy permanent. We got to take care of those rich people. They're struggling.
Yeah.
Craig.
Yeah. I want to say something really quick. Maggie Dawn spoke with Martin O'Malley, and that will be on her show today at 4:30.
At 4:30.
Yes.
Check that out. It's going to be great. O'Malley also said that it's a whopper of a lie that immigrants without legal status are draining resources from Social Security. In fact, they pay about $26 billion in Social Security withholdings for money they're never going to get.
Mm-hmm.
They will never receive that money. But they're still paying into the system. They're still having that money withdrawn.
Just in case, you never know. When we have Jim on, when there's no news law wise, we can have like maybe a grab bag of, because this is a question I really want to ask, is what is the government's responsibility from a legal end if they gamble away, get rid of whatever our money that, I mean, like, it's my money. I gave it to you.
Well, and it's always driven me crazy. It is an entitlement, which means we are entitled to this money because we have been paying in for all these years.
Yep.
They have taken that word and turned it to mean something to which you are not deserving.
That
you don't deserve this. You feel a sense of entitlement that you should get this money for nothing. That's not what Social Security is.
How dare you ask for this? Why do you think you deserve this? No. Because I'm entitled to it. Just like unemployment insurance, I'm entitled to if I get fired because I pay into unemployment insurance. Entitlements is not a bad word, period.
Martin O'Malley says far from being riddled with waste, fraud, and abuse, Social Security is a model. Fraud affects less than one half of 1% of Social Security funds. Apart from being wasteful, the program spends 1.2% of its budget on overhead. That's nothing.
No.
That's nothing.
Nothing.
Private health insurance companies have way, way higher administrative costs.
Absolutely.
You got to pay the guys at the top some big bucks.
Oh, yeah. Just in case they get that golden parachute, I gotta contribute to that fund.
Yeah. Maggie Dawn, we'll have a longer conversation with Martin O'Malley, as Greg said, at 4:30 this afternoon. I highly encourage you to check it out. And if you can't listen in real time, that's not a problem. You can always go back to all of our shows. Mm-hmm. Anybody who you love, Todd, Pat Greitlow, Maggie Dawn.
Pete Schwabba.
Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then go down to your show of choice, click on that, and there's an archive of at least 100 of the past episodes.
Yeah.
So you can get up to speed. You can also subscribe and listen as a podcast.
Exactly. You can, and they'll be delivered directly to your phone, downloaded and everything. And you can also give us a review if you'd like, if you feel like we've deserved a 5-star, awesome, super excellent review. If not, then send us an email and let us know how we can improve ourselves. We'd love to know.
Send it to Calvin.
Coming
up next, all the best people update.
Yay.
It's been a while. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Your Republican Representative Rob Brooks wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Representative Rob Brooks at 608-237-9159 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR, paid for by Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
WAUK is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, waukradio.com, for details.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorn, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join the show. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are following some breaking news at this hour from Daniel Bison, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested by federal authorities at the courthouse, arrested today. They're investigating whether she tried to help an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest after he appeared in her courtroom last week. A spokesperson for the U.S. Marshals Service confirmed that she was arrested about 8 o'clock this morning. FBI Director Kash Patel posting on what used to be Twitter about the arrest. Officials haven't yet identified the defendant whom she is accused of assisting. It appears this Mexican immigrant was facing 3 misdemeanor battery counts. He was due in Dugan's courtroom April 18th for a scheduling hearing. Sources tell the Journal Sentinel ICE officials arrived in Dugan's courtroom on the morning of April 18th when they went to the chief judge's office. Dugan directed the defendant and his attorney to a side door, directing them down a private hallway and into a public area. Last week's arrest marked at least the third time in recent months federal immigration agents have come to the courthouse with warrants. In March and April, 2 people were arrested by ICE officials in the hallways of the courthouse. This is breaking news.
Yes.
And an ongoing story. We are reaching out to our friend and colleague, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, to see if he's available to break this down. He may actually be in court.
Yeah.
He is a practicing attorney, so.
But I will say this is all the more reason to stay on top of the Civic Media lineup, because I am positive Todd Alba will be talking about it, and I know Maggie Dawn will be talking about it later as well.
Yep.
And if we can get some more information, we will discuss it further. But right now, we have the breaking news, and as well as, you know, the what I read earlier was coming directly from FBI Director Kash Patel,
right,
who broke the news on Twitter.
As one does.
You know.
Real briefly before we get to the top of the hour news. We haven't done all the best people for a while.
You know, Jane, I was just telling all of my friends on Facebook, I don't know what's going on with all the best people.
So we're
going
to have a little update for
you. Awesome.
She was once called Lady Trump.
Was that a compliment?
It was a compliment.
Weird.
Yes, I remember her. You may not remember her. Ms. Fiore. Michelle Fiore.
Okay. This is my favorite version of Jane, when you're about to talk about something and you have to literally, I think, swallow bile down.
I just have to take a breath so I can get my brain in order. Michelle Fiore ran for a third congressional district in Nevada in 2016. A year later, she ran to represent a different ward. She won. Unfortunately, she was accused. She started this big fund.
Yeah.
She started a fund for a fallen officer.
That's great.
It's wonderful.
A fundraiser. I love it.
A fundraiser to create a memorial for this fallen officer.
Great.
Yeah, she used the money.
To build the memorial for the fallen officer?
No.
Where can I go see it?
No. She used the money raised during this fundraiser on herself.
Oh, what did she do?
She spent the money.
Okay.
Apparently bought some nice things. She was tried and found guilty, but that's okay.
That's great. That's the court working. That's justice. That's due process. All the things we talk about in America. What else happened, Jane?
Donald Trump has pardoned her.
Awesome. We live in a hellscape.
Trump pardons Fiore, clearing the former Las Vegas councilwoman after being convicted of fraud. She was convicted last year of using donations intended for a fallen officer's memorial for her personal use. So it's not just the January 6th attackers who all got pardoned, and some have gone on to commit other crimes.
Correct.
Since they have been pardoned.
Yes, they have. One of them was shot and killed.
Yeah, like within weeks.
Yes.
Now we've got good old Michelle Fiore. She was sentenced. She was going to be sentenced next month on a conviction of 6 counts of wire fraud and 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Each one would have carried a maximum of 20 years. She announced her pardon in a Facebook post yesterday. Today I stand before you, not just as a free woman, but as a vindicated soul whose prayers were heard, whose faith held firm, and whose truth could not be buried by injustice.
It was buried in a bunch of BS is what it was buried in. I have a really quick question. I'm going to address the live stream right now because I can't see our audience listening. Are you someone who thinks that what we talk about is commie trash? In other words, do not agree with us. Can we agree that the lady who embezzled funds for a fallen officer, you know, backing the blue, that's a bad thing? Maybe Trump wasn't right to pardon her for this one. Let her, you know, learn the lesson of committing a crime.
Stealing is wrong.
If you disagree and you think, no, she's fine, let her go. Let her run Vegas. Let her run a hotel and a casino. Do as well as Trump did with his. If you agree or just, I want to know why. Because this is a prime example. I mean, she literally embezzled on an officer's death.
And spent the money
and was convicted. Due process.
But see, I think the excuse will be, well, it was a corrupt system. She was unfairly charged. The prosecutors were corrupt. The whole jury was corrupt. It's just they're all corrupt. This is great. She should be free. She's Lady Trump.
Oh, God. I just feel bad for the person who supports Trump who doesn't get pardoned.
Well, you got to donate a little money. Don't make a donation. I'm sure. Then you can talk. Then you can talk about
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
We have news coming up next. Stuart J. Waddles will have an update about this arrest of a Milwaukee County judge. Stay right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump tells Time magazine Crimea will stay with Russia in a discussion on the endgame to the war. But CBS's Holly Williams points out...
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week that formally recognizing Crimea as part of Russia would be against his country's constitution. So that in particular seems to be a red line for the Ukrainians.
Former Congressman George Santos faces up to 7 years when he's sentenced this hour for fraud. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Even though he pled guilty, he followed that guilty plea was basically a tirade against the Department of Justice.
As a public viewing for Pope Francis winds down at St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican is getting ready for tomorrow's funeral. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is there.
The mass will be about 2.5 hours long. It will be mostly in Latin. It will be led by Cardinal Ray. He is the dean of the College of Cardinals. And then we will see a procession to the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.